Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who took his bondsman in a part of the night from Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawlahu, the surroundings and the precincts of which we have made blessed. So not only Masjid al-Aqsa, but the surroundings also we have made blessed, and we have granted sacredness and blessedness to the place. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken in specifically about Masjid al-Aqsa, and Masjid al-Aqsa, he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a person who performs salat in Masjid al-Aqsa, other than the Haramain Sharifain, the reward would be 500 times more than the reward in any part of the world and any other masjid. So the salat that we read today here in this masjid, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept it. But the salat that is read in Masjid al-Aqsa is 500 times more rewarding than the salat that we read here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, that whosoever performs Umrah or Hajj, making his ihram and wearing his ihram from Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his minor sins of the past. In Abu Dawud Sharif, there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Maymuna bint Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a place of sacredness and the place of resurrection. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, what should we do? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and visit the place. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, what happens if we can't visit the place? What happens if we can't visit the place? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then send oil to be burned in the masjid. Can't go and visit, at least keep that attachment that we send oil to be burned in the masjid. And we know with regard to the situation in Mi'raj, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala could have taken our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly from Masjid al-Haram in his presence into the seven heavens and beyond, and indirectly in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first to Masjid al-Aqsa and then in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular incident has cemented the virtue and the sacredness of the masjid and its surroundings into the hearts of each and every mu'min and believer. Of course, there's another aspect that many of the ulama tell us, that one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa was a symbolic gesture, so to speak, of nubuwat and prophethood being transferred from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail, and the markaz and the center of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam of the Bani Israel was Masjid al-Aqsa. That is the reason why Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam in Masjid al-Aqsa. So one of the reasons is the blessedness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the place. Another reason why we are attached to the Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa in particular is because this is the land of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The land of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are very close, and we revere each and every one of them. One of the greatest mistake a mu'min and a believer can do is to have this in mind that, you know, the prophets of the past were the prophets of other religions. No, it is not so. We believe that Islam is an extension of the other religions. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his message, it confirms what has been revealed upon the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood is an extension of the prophethood of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam of the past. Therefore, it comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the example of prophethood is like the example of a most beautiful building. And people come past the building and say, this is such a beautiful building, but for this one particular portion that has not been completed. And I am the completion of that prophethood. I am that portion that people come through that building and said, what a beautiful building, but for this one portion. I am that portion. Through me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed and perfected prophethood. And therefore, we have the tremendous